Now to NPR's Don Gagne, who's traveling with the Bush campaign. He joins us from the press room in Vienna, Ohio. Don, it sounds like the Bush campaign was feeling some pressure to respond to these charges from Senator Kerry.
Well, this is certainly a change in the tactic of the Bush administration on this story. The story has been a distraction from the things the president wants to be talking about in this home stretch of the campaign. And for 2 days, they had him say nothing about it, just responding with various campaign staffers and presidential aides trying to discredit the story. We did hear from Vice President Cheney yesterday, and now the president's words really do echo Cheney's. His response is really turning what is a tough story for the administration into an attack on John Kerry. So that's been their approach here.
Now, if they want to get back to those things they do want to talk about, though, how do they do that?
Well, the president is talking about the choices that people have. Today, he's out looking for Democratic votes in Ohio and in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. And they're also putting up a new ad, a very emotional ad that has the president talking about all of the things that he has learned since 9/11. He talks of saluting wounded soldiers. He talks about holding the children of the fallen. And really, what that ad is trying to do is remind people of how the president responded after 9/11. And clearly they want to recapture the support that the country gave the president back then, support that has since fallen way off.
You mentioned the president looking for Democratic votes. He had a former Democratic senator with him today, Zell Miller from Georgia.
Zell Miller is with him. Zell Miller, famous because of that very fiery keynote speech he delivered at the Republican convention. He's the Democrat the Republicans like to hold up as a reason Democrats can support this president. Interestingly, though, today the president didn't stop at Zell Miller in his remarks. He cited Lyndon Johnson and Hubert Humphrey and even Bill Clinton as reasons why that Democrats can and should support him, though it may be a tough sell in a state like Ohio where there are concerns about the war and even greater concerns perhaps about the economy.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the Bush campaign. Don, thanks very much.
You're welcome.